Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Did your Monday go okay? Because we're breaking the Monday habit of people not liking Mondays, okay? If you don't like a Monday, we got to look to, we have to look to what you're doing the rest of the week, too. And we'll figure out if you don't like Mondays. But Tuesdays, everybody's happy on Tuesdays. I give you a free pass today, okay? And I'm going to actually expose something to you today. No, get your mind out of the gutter, okay? I'm going to expose some hidden time suckers. Because I know you're into time management, because I know, because every time I do a podcast on managing your time management or mastering time management, y'all go crazy. Y'all download it like crazy. So I know time management is a big deal, but today we're talking time suckers, the ones you don't see, the time vampires that are hiding everywhere. You don't even know they're there. We'll talk about that. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. A lot of years ago, I remember, guys, because I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I grew up in the days of three TV channels. I grew up in our telephone. I remember initially when I was very, very young, the first telephone my parents had had a party line on it. Remember that party line where you'd pick up the phone and your neighbor was talking on the phone? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be 5 minutes. I grew up once we had a private line, which is a big deal with private lines. I grew up at a time when if I want to talk to my girlfriend, I had to have a 25-foot extension cord on the telephone and sneak back into the basement and talk between the laundry that my mom had stacked up to do the next day. Oh, man, there was more time a long time ago, it seems, but the truth is there's always been the same amount of time. And we're going to figure that out today. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com, living life, mastering life, doing the best we can until someday we're like, okay, I guess I did pretty good. All right. All right. He did good. He did good. Big show. Are you a Daily Boost premium member? You should be. No commercials. And, you know, I apologize for commercials. And not really. It's an expensive show to do. This show costs a ton of money to put out there, not only producing it, but distributing it. So we have to have the money. But if you would prefer not to have commercials, you want to support the show and keep us going, like so many people do, it's in the thousands these days. DailyBoostPremium.com is where you find out more information about that. And it really helps. And we really appreciate you for doing that. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to Notion.com/Daily Boost. That's all lowercase letters, Notion.com/Daily Boost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost.
So let's talk about exposing hidden time suckers. It happens to all of us. It does. Kind of going through our day, hot on the trail, checking off those to-do items. Talking about back in the day, you know, back in the day, we had the Franklin Covey planner, the big planner that you had to carry around on your arm. And it was like a big notebook and everything was in it. And at the end of the day, you sat down. If you had a productive day, you had to prioritize everything A, B, and C, and then you'd check it off. And if you didn't do it, you had to move it to the next page and hand write it. It seemed like a never ending to-do list when the Franklin Covey planners were out, they were called. Boy, then we got computers and we got those repeating tasks. It's never ending. They're like rabbits. They keep coming at us every single day. We didn't get everything done back then before time ran out. And today, my guess is you don't get everything done as well. By the way, it was a big learning curve I had when I used to be in radio. Radio to me was a 4-hour shift. I'd get up and do my shift. I treat life like that these days as well. When I do this podcast, it's a shift for me. I sit down, I say, let's do my shift. Let's go do the podcast. And there's a time period I put in play. I start at a certain time as if I'm paying for the hour, and I end at a certain time as if they're going to kick me out. That's what I do. Time runs out when we're doing anything and it goes fast and you'll never get everything done. But a big shift for me was when I got into more office work and I realized, and it was a big day. You might've noticed this in radio. I got everything done. When the shift was over, I went home. When I started doing more office type of work and was behind the scenes more, I never got it all done. There was always something for the next day. And now I run my own business. It's never done. 24/7, 365. It goes all the time. drive you crazy if you're not careful. Now, my son, he's 40 now. My God, and I started real young. I mean, I was like 11 years old, something like that. My son entered the workforce. We would catch up on weekends, and we still do. He's out on the West Coast these days, and kind of hard to make that three-hour time shift, and he's busy, but we catch up every month or so. Again, he's a grown man these days. But he was trying to navigate the business world and balance out his life at the same time. He's a millennial. There's nothing more important than making a ton of money, doing everything your way, and having lots of time off, too. You know it. I know it. They know it. And, you know, it's a good thing, because they watch us boomers do something different, didn't they? They watch us boomers work all our life and have nothing at the end except retirement money, and then we die 2 years later. But millennials know better than that. Zoomies know even better than that. They're really working at doing nothing forever, and I don't know what happens before that. The next generation comes along. Anyway, he had an exceptionally fast-paced job. He still does. Very fast-paced. He's a productivity ninja, getting everything done. That's required if you're a millennial to be a productivity ninja, so you can then take time off to do nothing. He was so proud of his color-coded to-do list and his calendar, but he had a problem. He couldn't get things done. By the way, side note, many of the people I work with and my coaching clients, Daily Boost Premium and Wisdom the Wealthy, many of those people, when I work with them, the first thing I ask them to do is show me your calendar. And they do. And man, they are just like my sons. You have color coded your time management. You got it figured out. And yet you can't figure it out. It's like my son. Dad, no matter how I organize, I'm really organized, and he is, I still can't get everything done. I write it down. I'm working through it, and I still ran out of time. What am I not doing right? I was like, yay, happy dance. My son had a good question. He's smart. He's growing up. I raised him. He's my boy. What am I not doing right? He had the clarity to look beyond the obvious solution that he had been working at, the one everybody told him would work. That's why if you get my Perfect Week Planner, you'll see that it's completely different than anything you've else done. And that may be because you haven't thought how a CEO gets things done very productively. Go to perfectweekplanner.com. Get it. You'll see it. My son actually uses that. Or he says he does anyway. He could be lying to me. Family does that sometimes, don't they? Yeah, Dad, I download, I use it every single day. Good job, Dad. You say you have everything accounted for, huh? Son, how much time did you spend eating lunch yesterday or running down to that coffee shop? Because I know you get like 3 coffees a day. How long did you stand in line? How often did you visit the restroom? Because I know after all that coffee, you're going to the restroom. You take your phone with you. I know it's productive time. I get it. But how long did it take? Did you add it up? You pull your little toggle program out and keep track of how long it took you to go to the restroom. How much time did you spend on your commute at the traffic lights? Remote work's not working anymore. Got to go to the office a couple days a week anyway. How much time did it take you to get through that Portland traffic you're in? I've been there. It took a while, didn't it? I stopped. He had another question. What does have anything to do with getting my work done? I said, well, nothing. Nothing to do with getting your work done. But you still have to get your stuff done. And thank you, by the way, for making my point. See, I taught him a lesson I've taught a lot of people, and it's just, it's Scott logic. It's non-ops. That's what I call it. Otherwise known as the non-optionals of life. Have you figured out there are things that are not optional in your life yet? Non-ops are those never-ending string of activities that require your attention and your time. They never go away, and they suck up your time even without knowing it. If you don't account for the basics of life, you never get the big stuff done in life. And to be very frank with you, I cannot tell you how many people, how many very smart, I have client, PhD, math, every client I have is so much smarter than I am, and so successful in so many ways. I'm humbled by them. It's amazing these people even pay attention to me, but you know, but every one of them are so smart. And yet I will tell them, so how much time did you spend in the bathroom today? I mean, they're paying me. Professionally speaking, I can ask how long it takes them to poop and stuff, right? I can. And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, how long did you take for lunch or dinner? And how long did it take you to get your workout done? And how long were you in the shower? And how long did you sleep in this morning? And how many hours of Netflix did you watch last night? And I bust them every single time. Pay attention to these things in life that are taking up your time. You're eating, you're drinking, you're smoking, you're drinking, all that kind of stuff. Pay attention to that stuff because it is taking up your time. And all I want you to do is account for it. Now, the reason I call them non-optional is because you're going to have to do it. And you can only get so efficient with them. You can only cut the time down so much. It's just going to happen. So accept that it's going to happen. It's like there are 24 hours in the day, except you only have 24 hours, and adjust. But a lot of you are not paying attention to the time you're spending, and you're saying, I wish I had more time, but my drive is so long. I get it. So stop it. Just let's address it and work around it, okay? Okay, dailyboostpremium.com. That's where you get me commercial-free and other stuff, too. Go check it out. And if you want to chat with me, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That's where I be every single day, usually Saturday and Sunday. You won't hear much from me. Otherwise, I'm around. Tag my name so I know you want to talk to me. Shoot me questions. Say hello, whatever it happens to be. But I'd like to hear from you. Tomorrow, Creativity on Demand. You're going to like this show if you like to be creative and are having a hard time doing it. See you then.